Hey everyone, this is Candace from mercyisnew.com, and I wanted to talk to you for a few minutes today about prayer. I came across a quote the other day from Andrew Murray, who is one of my favorite authors on prayer. His quote just really affirmed in my heart that praying the scriptures is so important, and it's something I've been talking about on my blog for a while, and something that's really just changed my prayer life. And so I'm going to share that quote with you today, and also just a few different practical ideas and ways that I pray the scripture in my own life. So I am just thankful that you decided to join me today, and I hope you will be blessed. So the quote that I came across by Andrew Murray says, "Prayer is not monologue, but dialogue. God's voice is the most essential part. Listening to God's voice is the secret of the assurance that He will listen to mine." And that just really got me thinking. A lot of times I don't know that I'm praying in alignment with God's will, but I have learned that when I pray the scriptures, I know and I can pray with certainty that I am praying the will of God. I'm praying the very words of God. And so if His voice is the most essential part of prayer, how do we get that? How do we know what His voice is? And I think that praying the scriptures is hearing His voice, and it's repeating His words back to Him. And I just love that. I have shared how the Lord has used praying the scriptures in my own life by growing my prayer life, but also in my fight with depression. So I just wanted to share with you a few practical ways that I pray the scriptures. And I would love to hear from you too down in the comment box today. So if you want to leave any of your ideas in the comment section, we can discuss there as well. So first, I mentioned a few weeks ago my index card spiral. This is one of my favorite Bible study and memorization tools. I write a new verse on my spiral each week, and I carry it around with me. I put it in my purse. I take it out when I'm waiting somewhere. I set it on the kitchen counter. When I walk by or when I'm doing something in the kitchen, I read my verse. I pray my verse. And as I'm reading the verse through the day, certain phrases will stick out to me or become personal to me, or I will just read the whole verse as a prayer. So my spiral is definitely one of my favorite tools. Another way that I pray the scripture is to just open my Bible and pray the next psalm for the day. I go through the psalms one at a time. I just pray the next one each day, and I pray the whole thing out loud to God. Sometimes the whole psalm may not seem applicable to me, and I might just take a portion or a few verses or even just a phrase. Like I said, I read one right after the other, so I'm praying the whole book of Psalms year in and year out, and I just really love that. I also take notes in my Bible in the margins or put a date down if a certain phrase has meaning to me at this time in my life, and I can look back at how God has used the Psalms and the prayers in my own life. So the third way that I like to pray the scriptures is kind of new to me, but I have been using the free app on my phone for the YouVersion Bible, and I will place a link to this down in the post. But I listen to the Psalms or scriptures. They will read them out loud to you as an audio. So sometimes when I go on a walk, I turn the Psalms on and just let them play, and I pray as they are read, or a certain phrase might jump out at me, and I pray that for myself or for someone else. And I have really been enjoying this method of prayer. It makes my walk a lot more meaningful also. So that's something new that I've been doing that I've really been enjoying. Another way that I pray the scriptures is to sometimes just write them out in my journal. I am a journaler by nature, which is one reason I think I love blogging. And I will write out verses and turn them into prayers as I write them. So for instance, instead of writing, "The Lord is my shepherd," I would write, "You are my shepherd, Lord. You lead me beside still waters. You restore my soul." And I've prayed this way and written in my journal this way for years, and I absolutely love looking back over just the prayers that God has given me and the things I've lifted up to Him. And I think this would be a meaningful way for any of you to pray the scriptures as well. The last idea I want to share with you today is to pray these same scriptures for others. You can use any of these methods that I've talked about, the spiral, the audio app, journaling, and you can pray them for someone else's life, maybe your children or your husband or your friends or loved ones or even your church. I love writing out scripture prayers for my children and looking back and seeing what I prayed for my child 5 years ago and how God has used that in their life. I will just insert their names into a verse and pray it for them. While you're listening to the scripture app, you could hear a phrase that might apply to someone you know and just lift it up as a prayer as you continue listening. And I've done that before. I may just simply say, "May it be so in my child's life, Lord." And then I just keep listening. So friends, these are just a few of the ways that I love to pray scripture. I would love to hear from you. Any practical ideas you have, or tell me a different way that you pray the scripture, and I might learn something new as well. I'm so thankful you decided to join me today, and I hope you're encouraged in your faith and inspired to pray the scriptures. Your prayer life and your faith will grow, I promise. When we spend time in God's Word and praying the very words He has given us, our faith is strengthened and our trust in Him grows. I hope you'll come back to mercyisnew.com for more encouragement. Have a great day.